Zachor Yemos Olam, remember the days of old. Binu Shnos Dor Vador, understand the years of generation after generation. The Shem Mishmuel, the Sukhachev Rebbe, the son and the successor of the famed Rav Avraham of Sukhachev, the author of the landmark and transformative works Eglei Tal and Avnei Nezer. So his son, Shem Yishmuel, commenting on our Parsha and explaining this well-known Pasuk, has a remarkable and incredibly original interpretation, which is filled with incredible lessons for us and really builds on one incredible and even radical insight after another. The Shem Yishmuel's point of departure, is that he begins by assuming that on at least some deeper level, Binu Shnos Dor Vador should not be translated simply as understand the years of generation, of each generation. Rather, basing himself on a comment of the Ibn Ezra, he says that the word Shana comes Milashon Shinui, change, transformation. What does that mean? In what sense is the etymology, is the root of the word year, change, shana milashon shinui? So he explains that in life in general, you can really only appreciate something by contrasting it with its opposite. It's the sharp contrast between opposites which really allow us to more accurately and subtly and insightfully understand something. So for example, he says, if there would be no darkness in the world, there'd be no sense or appreciation of what make something light. And the opposite, of course, would be also true. If there was no such thing as light in the world, we wouldn't understand what would be bad or negative or even unique about darkness. It would just be it. It's only because we have light that we understand what darkness is, and only because of darkness do we understand and appreciate the benefits of light. So too, says the Shem Yishmuel, V'chein hu b'inyan mahut hadorot. This is also true when it comes to the different generations. If all the generations were equally good, there'd be no way to distinguish one from another and no way even to truly appreciate any of them. It's only because some generations are better and more righteous and others are unfortunately less that we have insight and appreciation into each of them. Therefore, says the Shem Yishmuel, that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Binu Shnos Dor Vador. We should understand the differences from generation to generation. It is important, he stresses, that we understand our generation by seeing in what ways it's different than the previous generations. In what ways is it a shinui from the Shnos Dor Vador? He goes on to explain, based on this premise, that in fact, as the generations go on, we generally have an idea of Yiridas HaDoros, that the closer people were to giving of the Torah, the higher level they were on, that there's a general going in the wrong direction, I guess you could say, from generation to generation. And there's a famous Gemara, which is a little bit of a riddle. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Beis says, if previous generations were like angels, then we're like people. Im harishonim kimalachim anu kmei adam. But if the previous generations were like people, anu kachamorim, we're like donkeys. So what does that mean? Are we like people or are we like donkeys? So says the Shem Yishmuel, no, it's all perspective, and Shnehem Emes, they're both true. To the extent that the previous generation was angelic, Kamalachim, really holy, so we don't measure up, we're like human beings. But if the previous generation wasn't so great, they were only like Bnei Adam, and we weren't even like them, then we are actually not even on that level. We are in fact like donkeys, Kechamorim. And therefore he says, when it comes to evaluating the differences and the changes from generation to generation, we need to understand the differences between them so that we can then hopefully improve, detect the problem, and do our best to try to fix the problem. There's no benefit in just studying history, so to speak, or just looking at one generation to the next. We have to understand not just Shnos Dor Vador, but the Shinui Mi Dor Vador. In what ways do we not measure up? In what ways are we different? In what ways are we deficient? And how can we improve? And he explains in one final insight, which I think really is quite profound. He says, we have to really examine carefully, why exactly are there changes? Not enough to just diagnose the different result. We have to try to get to the deeper point to diagnose what the causes are of this different result. We have to understand the cause, not just diagnose the symptom, but what's the cause. And then he says something so important. He says, don't just look for shinui kal shebein hadaros. Excuse me. Don't just look for something obvious or big. Rather, he says, we have to look after, we have to search for l'chapes achar shinui kal shenasa ben hadaros shelo hirgishu shebishvil shinui kal kazeh yardu plum. He says you have to look for something more subtle. Don't just look for the obvious differences. Well, you know, a generation ago or two generations ago, they didn't have the internet, they didn't have this, they didn't have that. So therefore, that explains the differences. There may be a certain truth to that. But says the Shem Yishmuel, don't be lazy or seduced to just looking for the obvious things. Look for the shinoi kal, the subtle differences that in fact made a big impact. After we can identify those, then yitamsu l'salek the shinoi hazeh, and then we have to try to change that. And therefore that's why he says the lashon of binu shnos dor v'dor, the emphasis on binu, to truly understand maven dover mitoch dover, to truly understand subtlety and nuance, and don't just be seduced into looking for the obvious or the easy discrepancy and differentiation, but rather look in the depths, look in the subtle, look the nooks and the crannies, what are the differences between generations, and then hopefully we can try to improve our current generation. Each generation can only improve themselves, but we do so by looking back and seeing not only the shnos dor v'dor, the shinui medor ledor.